One of the ongoing concerns at the moment is the contamination crisis in and around the Williamtown Red Zone. While a lot of things are being looked at the moment, something that's come to light very recently is the idea of using hemp in combating the contamination area. From the University of Newcastle's Centre of Excellence for Geotechnical Science and Engineering, Dr. Brett Turner joins us to talk about that this morning. Good morning, Brett. The idea of using hemp, firstly, how would that work, and can you take us through some of the ideas?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Yeah, the hemp seed has a very high amount of protein, and some of these proteins that are in it are similar to what is in the human blood. And what initially got me onto this was the news reports that lots of people that living in and around the affected areas were wanting blood tests to determine their levels of exposure. And I was quite interested in finding out why that was and what was it about the human blood that was so attractive to these PFAS chemicals. Did a bigger bit of digging around in the literature and found a particular protein, and what's more, it was also found in some plants, which tried a number of different kind of plants, proteins, and hemp was by far the winner, hands down.
Well, if it's in front of the pack, I guess you've got to go that way. Now, what exactly is it going to be able to do? So can you take us through the physical process of what you want to achieve in Williamtown?
These chemicals, most people know the three main ones, which is PFOS, PFOA and PFHXS. They're the ones that are regulated by the government for a certain concentration limit. And what we want to do is try and reduce and remove them from the initially from the source zones in the water table at Williamtown. And how we will do that is using this the hemp seed. We can then either use a pump and treat system where we suck the water from the source zones out of the ground and treat it on the surface in a kind of like a flow-through filter. The other alternative is looking at something called a permeable reactive barrier, where we dig a trench, place a lot of this material in it, and the groundwater actually carries the contamination through it, and the reaction occurs in that active zone, and the water comes out clean. Theory is that the PFAS chemicals are called adsorbed, so stuck to these active sites in these proteins. Once that happens and the material becomes exhausted, we can then dig that out and incinerate it and recover the fluoride chemicals.
So in a way, it's kind of like dialysis, but for the groundwater there, you sort of be, in the most part, taking it out and getting it all treated and sort of putting it back there. And whichever option you do, in theory, it'll just take a lot of the bad stuff out. Is that probably a very layman's way to describe it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like dialysis, getting rid of all the nasties from the liquid.
Well, I know that you have been able to very quickly secure a $600,000 government grant, and the university has also put in another $220,000 for the research. Now that that side of it's out of the way for you, Brett, how soon do you think you'll be able to get this trial underway in a real sense?
So what we're hoping to do for this 12 months is expand the very initial tests that we've done in the lab. And so there's quite a few important parameters we've got to figure out, such as the reaction time. So how long does these contaminants have to be in contact with the hemp before they're actually taken out of solution? And then also how much the hemp can actually remove. So we have to figure those things out, and that's underway at the moment. And there's also other things like the effects of the acidity of the water, so pH, and also salinity as well can have an effect. So when you're at a real site, you have different geology in the ground. So particularly out around or on the east coast of Australia, you have acid sulfate soils. So once you disturb them, you can release a lot of acid water. So we've got to look at the effects of different ranges of pH on the media and what it actually impacts on the removal rate. So kind of looking at most of those options for these 12 months, and then hopefully by the end of the 12 months we can have a preliminary small scale filtration system that we can take out to Williamtown and trial it with larger flow rates. The aim of this $600,000 is just to progress it to that stage. So I mean, most of the cost for this thing comes in analysis, because every sample we send a choir has to be sent away to Sydney for analysis. They're on the order of $200 to $220 a sample. And when you have to do things scientifically and you have to do things in duplicate or triplicate, it becomes quite expensive.
It certainly does. Nevertheless, Brett, a lot of people will be waiting with bated breath and fingers crossed that we do get the results on this that we need. And who knows, it may even be able to apply to other areas as well. Thank you so much for your time with us this morning.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
That's Dr. Brett Turner from the University of Newcastle Centre of Excellence for Geotechnical Science and Engineering. Fingers crossed the hemp seed trials will get underway soon and we'll see the right results. 2NURFM 103.7.